Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Oh my God, they're like another 30 seconds and then lost my phone. Anyway, so g'day.
Hello, how are you?
What's up,
I thought we could talk about Chanel No. 5 today.
Oh my God, let's go!
Yeah.
I'm into
so
this.
So I hear that that you're a bit of a scent.
Chanel No. 5 is what, yeah I am, I'm a
scent dude.
I'm a scent dude. I'm a scent dude, I love it. I love
so
it, Penny.
So have you studied?
I've studied to the best of my ability, studied, yeah.
Ah.
Chanel No. 5 is particularly chock-a-block full of aldehydes that really get my, skim my stones, as it were, you know?
That's a good thing. Just
apparently, that's what kind of made the whole the perfume so iconic was because they added the aldehyde to the fifth sample, and that was the one that was kind of like shebang.
Hence the
shebang.
Five.
Shebang.
So basically, it's considered to be the
damn
most
good. It's a damned good smell, Chanel No. 5. To me, that's elegance.
I find it too much, but I've never been super classy.
I don't know if it's the sort of thing I'd buy anybody on, but it just, but as a, you know, you can,
I wear it.
You can, yeah. you can look at it, you can smell it and go, that is a, you know, there's a difference between going, perfume and, ooh, perfume, you know?
So for people who have not smelt it, how would you describe the smell? I know that's an impossible question.
Oh gosh!
But come on, Mikey, you're the one who's done a course.
Okay, I don't know how to describe it. I wouldn't know how to describe it, like in notes of and that sort of thing. But I'd say it just has the right. I know how it's.
I've got a lot of good gesticulation happening right now.
Might sound a little bit pervy. It smells like evening elegance with sophistication and. How do I say? It's got depth, but it doesn't. It's not pungent. It is quite pungent. It's strong, but it's not pungent.
Yeah.
But it's not pungent.
No.
Pungent as in poo. It really feels like. Shut up, Mike. Wow.
Woo.
Well,
what I didn't know was that basically in up until the 1920s, there was kind of only ever a single note fragrances. So
it was like women, lavender or.
Yeah, women wore kind of like floral scents. And then
Schnibra.
If they were kind of like nice women and if they were like naughty women, they wore like musk. And that sort of oriental
musk.
Kind of
I like musk.
The oriental. That's called that's called the orientals.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
And so Coco Chanel.
Ring-a-ding musk. Yeah. There's a bit of musk in Chanel.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bit of musk in Chanel. Don't worry about that.
Well, that's what's quite cool about it because she kind of she didn't like the fact that a lot of her people she was working with smelt bad. So she was like, I'm going to create a perfume that's going to make them kind of more sophisticated.
It's like the hand sanitizer that gets rid of 99.9% of all.
Yeah.
Is that like that sort of thing, but a scent.
Big jar of it over there.
Okay.
Sure, your hand sanitizer.
Here. Let's all hand sanitize again. We did this last time, did we not? Oh, gross.
It's called clear ice. Hang on.
Oh, I've got too
it's
much
at least
now.
At least it's clean.
But this is a question though, and you'd know this, Mikey.
Just dripping up your.
What's the term for how long it sticks around? Is that sillage?
I can't remember. I've done a perfume making course down at a place called Fragifurt in Wellington, which was amazing. But I just
because the one thing that was
you didn't give me any chance to swat up on it.
Oh, sorry,
I've got a whole perfume making kit at home.
Well, we could
do you want me to make you a perfume? Bring
yes,
it
please.
In sick.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Penny number one.
Penny number. I'll just call it Penny. Should I call it Pinot?
Yeah.
Panini.
Panini.
Panini. Watch me.
I don't know. Someone named me that here at some stage.
Penny whip. Penny nene.
Panini. Yeah.
That's the one thing
that. Watch me nene.
Watch me nene. The one thing that comes to mind when people are talking about Chanel No. 5 is how long it lasts. Like, it sticks around. It's quite a potent scent.
Yeah. It's badass. That's why, you know. Tell you what, no, it's distinctive.
got too much to really
review it adequately, we need to have some here.
Well, I've got some on, but then it's got and then you know, and I probably you know how it smells.
For a sniff.
Smells different on different people.
I'm coming around for a sniff.
Oh no, he's coming over to me.
We're about to do a ply at Penny. Just up there.
It's getting gross.
Oh my god, this is freaking me out.
Safe distance in the workplace.
It's like that movie perfume.
Oh, come on. I'm not a murderer.
No, I know.
Great movie, though. Ooh, great
I love that movie.
One of my top three books, that book.
Yeah. So Coco decided to create this perfume. She went to a very famous Russian guy called Ernest Bo. And he used... Is it, how do you say it? Lang Lang? Lang?
Lang Lang.
Yeah,
Lang Lang.
Orange Blossom.
I love Lang Lang.
Sandalwood, yep, My Rose, Jasmine. He made quite a few samples, but...
Tell you what, Lang Lang is the fragrance of love. Just saying.
I think I'll keep that comment to myself. I was just thinking that. Anyway,
what were you thinking?
No, Penn? Anyway, they
You're
added
thinking the way the word Lang Lang sounds a wee bit like...
Aldehyde was added, and so he presented 10 samples to Coco, 1 to 5 and 20 to 24. And it was the first fragrance to ever be used at the Super Bowl in 1937. What? It was also to be advertised at Super Bowl. Sorry.
Oh, you mean, sorry, at Super Bowl ads. Yeah. It was very expensive Super Bowl ads.
Coco...
I don't think they were so expensive in 1937, were they? No TV.
Oh no, it wasn't like 1937, sorry. 1937 was when she was in Harper's Bazaar and used herself to advertise.
Yeah.
And then it just happened to be the first fragrance to ever advertise at the Super Bowl, but I don't know what year that was. Also to use celebrity endorsement, i.e. Marilyn Monroe.
Mm.
Oh, perfect. Yep. Perfect.
Apparently what was her line? She said something like,
happy birthday, Mr. President.
Oh, no, yeah. I only go to bed wearing Chanel No. 5.
And that's all I wear.
Yep.
We've got some texts come in. Somebody says, can you say happy birthday? That's true. Can you say happy birthday to Princess Chelsea? She loves Coco Chanel. And also somebody else saying, I used to love wearing Chanel No. 5 until pregnancy changed it, as it definitely smells different on different skin. Now I call it Chanel Water. I can only wear real essential oils.
Oh, excuse us! Goodness gracious me. But
it's
also,
it's true, though. That, what also, is it? The acidity of your skin? And
yeah.
Like a lot of the perfume that I wear smells really different on me than other people. I don't know why. I must make up. Acidic skin or something.
It's amazing how though how it does really a scent really associates you with a person. Like it kind of brings back memories.
Oh yeah. And, do you know what, Penny? Do you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go buy the perfume that I have worn for a million years. I'm going to go buy some. It was always my plan to buy some today.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wear it here. And remember how I used to wear it all the time in here? And just the place used to stink of it. Well, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. Let's do it.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
When you start going.
Let's do this.
Yes. Let's do this. Perfume.
You start going out with somebody and they wear the same scent as your past boyfriend.
As like the love of your life.
Oh God, can you just? Sorry.
What about when you wear a scent that's really cool, and you've worn it for ages, and then your friend wears it, and he wears it too. You're talking about the professor here, and then he's like, yeah, don't mind the professor wearing it. That's awesome. Yeah, we both share, we're delighting it together, and then some dickhead starts wearing it around the place. I'm not going to name names, but what a so bummed out the professor and I. That didn't really, but still, we stick with it.
What about, I remember when CK1 became kind of quite
loved
prevalent.
It, loved it. I was at the forefront of that too, Penny. I was at the forefront of that.
So
you know
that was
why?
A bit because acidic.
I see, I love that one.
Green tea.
Yeah,
green
and tea. I used to get people actually comment to me on that one, like when I wore that one.
I'm a big fan of the unisex scent, though.
Yeah,
me too. I went from, trying to remember my progression, the first thing I ever wore that when girls noticed it, they went, that smells nice, was jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Jazz.
Jazz, that's right, jazz. Laugh what you like.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing. I actually remember the packaging of that.
Yeah,
I think it was like black and white, right?
And then I went to Jupe, which is pretty Jupe. And then I went to the Gucci for Girls one. I used to wear that. And people still go, what's this? It smells amazing. It's like, I never. It's a girls one.
And then it's fine, I reckon.
And then maybe went to Angel. For men,
but wasn't it?
Amen. Very pungent, very vanilla, heavy vanilla-y, very strong, but very cool. And
wasn't that an odd day when we figured out that you and I were both wearing the same perfume after not having hung out for maybe 3 years, and then we're like, "What are you wearing?" Tom Ford.
Which Tom Ford?
Is there a Comme des Garçons? Which one?
The one that I remember the most on a guy was Kuros. That was when I was a teenager. So I remember that one just being prevalent, you know? Yeah,
hanging out with a lot of rent boys, were you?
Oh, hello.
Seems that I remember all that.
This is like when I was about 13, which is like 1854.
That's my every single rent boy I knew smelled of Kuros for some reason.
Yeah.
I think it was like because it was a fancy.
The Greco-Roman connection?
Maybe, I don't know. But just like because it, and folks used to splash that on.
They used to marinate in it.
Somebody just texted in, just applied CK3, so lit. Is that you, Jules? Yes, late 90s Tommy was big for teenage boys who graduated beyond links. Yes, I remember that smell.
Tommy sucked.
I remember that.
Tommy sucked. Might as well have got that free with your Weet-Bix.
And there's a generation of men as well who wore, what's the Essimiaki one?
Yeah, that's Essimiaki quite popular. A little bit twee for me, but a nice fragrance nevertheless.
Mm, Jean Paul Gaultier.
I loved it. See, I was sort of first on board with the. I've got the Jean Paul Gaultier with the fancy squeeze.
Ooh, fancy!
How gay is that?
The fancy squeeze.
Someone texting Mikey, you puff. Yeah, whatever. Maybe not today, but maybe tomorrow.
Ylang Ylang heavy shit gives me instant headache. I loved making my own combo at Dragon Space.
Yeah.
The only one else is my darling Jean Paul Gaultier.
Yeah.
Dragon Space.
Actually, I had a boss that used to get migraines from certain perfumes when I was a hairstylist.
Some people I know really hate, like, I walk in the room and they go, oh, please, with your stink.
We have somebody who works here who can't really be around strong scent either.
Yeah.
I think you just, some people are quite sensitive to it, aren't they?
Jean Paul's goat. Jean Paul Gaultier should do a fragrance called Goat. He's probably the only one who could.
He had very iconic bottles. Like, it was very stylized.
Torso.
Yeah.
Like, so I used to have the blue guy torso with a big package in the front and with the squeezy, frilly, you know, this pump thing. Yeah, I love that bottle.
They're
great
amazing.
Great bottle. Always smelled a bit rubbery to me. Jean Paul Gaultier for men.
Yeah, I wasn't a massive fan of that scent.
You know that rubbery Lilo thing? Yeah, the old school Lilos and Kemp.
Yep.
Thank you for all your texts. We've got a very good response from you guys out there in Scentland.
If anyone's got a really, really, really great recommendation, I know it's hard. I know you don't want to share your secrets, but a great guy's fragrance. I'm keen to. Alessandra, what do you wear? What's your fragrance? You don't have to wear a fragrance. You could just go for your own body odor. That could be what you fancy. But I mean, what's your?
It's an intimate question.
I'm just asking.
Just different ones.
You can just
different
say no comment. You can just say no comment.
Different days.
Different. Depends. Oh, so like a Monday one, a Tuesday one, a Wednesday one, a Thursday one, like a going out one.
Got a daytime one. Got a nighttime one. Got a sexy one.
Hey. Oh, I'd like to. Okay, well, let's have all those three. The daytime one.
It's a green tea Elizabeth Arden.
Oh, yeah, okay, no problem. It's
nice and cheap.
Nighttime?
Either I'll go a Chloe. I don't know what that's called.
And what about for the sexy one?
That's Dior Addict. That's pretty.
Ah, that's nice, that one.
Yeah.
Addict.
That's when it's business time.
That's when it's what time?
That's when it's business time.
Oh, shit. I need to get one of those.
News headlines. Atamaria, good morning. Coming up in the news at 9 o'clock. Labour leader Jacinda Ardern pledges to lift 100,000 children out of poverty. A new breast cancer treatment has been made available in New Zealand. Angela Merkel doubles funding to help German cities fight air pollution. And LA fires are threatening national park icons. These stories plus Weather and Surf coming up at 9.
Thank you very much, Alessandra. And Addict. It's a good smell, though. Is there an addict in tents? That's when you start. When you really start. When you start ramping up those perfumes, you get the like.
Yeah, I used to. Perfume, I don't
then the
know.
Parfum, and then the.
I used to wear Dior Poison, and then there was like a daytime one, and a nighttime one, and a green and a purple bottle.
Because of Alice Cooper's song Poison.
No, I just like
the band Poison.
I just like the scent, God, but it's quite overpowering.
They
that
were
one.
Apples, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the bottles.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, best apple, best perfume, Lolita Lempicka, that apple bottle. Great bottle.
Mm.
Okay, too perfumey. Oh, someone said Old Spice. No, there's nothing good about that at all. DKNY, good call. I used to wear DKNY myself. The guys one? CKN2U, yeah, dumb name though.
Yeah. What's not a good name?
Probably dumbest name ever. Regretted that as soon as it came out.
What scent does Bill English wear? Good question. That's a good question. Someone's suggesting it's Brute. Oh. It could be Brute or 4711.
Burberry Brit.
Oh, Burberry Brit. I mean, what are we? We're not Kate and William. Come on.
It's different.
All right, I think maybe we've crapping on a wee bit about perfume for long now.
We touched a nerve. We hit one of your specialist topics.
I know. I'm going to go home and fiddle with my fragrances, and then my one-year-old's going to come and knock it all over and spit it on the floor, and that'll be that.
There'll be a cauldron of scent.
You just go, ah! Caller, go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael, the double dipper from Dipton likes to use a sheep trench.
Does he? Yeah. So I like the way...
I
forgot it'd be called the double dipper from Dipton.
Yeah, someone else put it on. That's
in regards to when he was receiving...
Yeah, we all know.
No, let's just remind people, $1,000 a week accommodation.
Yeah, 900 something, I think it was.
Well, he was getting some sort of bonus, some sort of extra amount a week for his. He was claiming it for his house in Wellington for his accommodation in Wellington.
Yeah.
When it wasn't accommodation, it was actually a house he owned. So he didn't.
There's a pun on this. He was blindly aware he was doing it. Hey, and I'll tell you a funny story. This is appropriate for you, and you've got to watch your language with little kids.
Yeah.
A lovely couple last night was telling their story about their grandson, and they'll remain nameless because they're probably listening in. As the little boy was out, 2.5-year-old, was out playing Carmondale, he's drilling holes, and all the sawdust comes out, and he starts filling it up again, and puts a bit of sawdust in it, and a bit of an old pot of it, and he hits it with a hammer, and he goes, "Oh, fuck," because it all sprayed over him. So you got to watch your P's and Q's.
Great story. once again, always a pleasure. up to that story, eh? Hey, Penny, you wanted to give some big ups to a brand new album that's just come out by one of our favourite artists. As we say goodbye here to your segment,
LCD Sound System.
Oh, yeah, the new album is
so good.
They snuck out this one, didn't they? They had those first couple of singles came out of it, and American Dream.
Yeah.
And the other one's called something about cops.
And then there was Tonight as well.
Yeah.
That came out. I don't think they released the strongest songs.
Sounds to me like we're going to play one of the strongest songs. What is that, Penny?
I liked Emotional Haircut, but Sarah's got another one.
Oh, I've got a bloody 9-minute one. But you reckon we can do that?
I think we can. Hey, anyone who's got a problem with us playing the 9-minute? hey, by the way, I know about the late Andrew Black's dad did have the agency for 4711. By the way,
huh?
Yeah, used to be the co. Yeah. Oh, see, God bless him, man. High Karate. Who remembers that? Oh, someone says John Banks has sent his taxi driver's seat cover.
Ooh.
Hey, some great Imperial Leather. Sit down, Darren. Sit down.
I like Ralph Lauren Safari on guys.
Zegnan.
That's one of my favorite scents.
Really? Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a weird one, but yeah.
It's a funky one. I used to wear Pie, that one too. Have you ever worn that?
No.
That's really cool.
Do you remember
nice.
Lots of women used to wear Victor and Rolf Flower Bomb?
Yes.
That was kind of like a big
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Kazawaza released that or something, eh?
Yeah, and I think you could. It was
Meeks's one that I was wearing? Mark Jacobs is it's a bottle that looks like it's been shot with a bullet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's called Bang Bang or something like
that. Yeah.
Excuse me.
I think so.
Anyhow, we'll play this. Let's play this first.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
And let's play. Do you want to do this, Sarah?